Well, the United States has been eliminated from the World Cup. Yesterday's 2-1 defeat to Ghana is sending the U.S. team home without a win in three matches, and that's a disappointment for a team that reached the quarterfinals in 2002. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Nuremberg, Germany, where yesterday's match was played.
After losing to the Czech Republic and tying with Italy, the U.S. needed to beat Ghana to have a chance of qualifying for the last 16 of the World Cup. It was the game between the two underdogs in the group, Ghana in its first ever appearance in the World Cup finals, and the U.S. still seen by the rest of the world as something of a soccer outsider. The pre-game noise competition was won handily by the U.S. fans, who paraded through the streets of Nuremberg draped in the Stars and Stripes. Ken Alston travelled here from Washington, D.C. He was hoping a U.S. win could boost the sport back home.
We have so much to prove. I mean, everywhere else in the world, soccer is the number one sport. And for us, it's number five, you know, at best. So there's a lot to prove back home.
Soon, the Ghana fans got into their stride as well, draped in the red, gold and green of their national flag. Ghanaians travelling to the game, like George Kibashios, were quietly confident about their team's chances.
Ghana is the only team left in the competition at the moment, from Africa. So we're playing for Africa now. We're going to prove to America that we've been a sleeping giant in Africa. We've now woken up.
Ghana woke up pretty early on in the game, scoring first in the 22nd minute. Just a few minutes later, it was red, white and blue that was jumping. U.S. star DeMarcus Beasley whipped across a beautiful pass from the left, which midfielder Clint Dempsey hit first time straight into the roof of the net. The game turned, though, on a controversial decision by the referee. Just before half-time, U.S. defender Oguchi Onyewu was adjudged to have fouled inside the penalty area, and Ghanaian captain Stephen Appiah fired home the penalty. U.S. fans tried to rouse the team, but the Ghanaians clung on to their lead for the second half, and then the African party began. On the edge of the stadium afterwards, U.S. fans Drew Alderman and Jonas Imperial from Texas were magnanimous and philosophical in defeat.
We gave our best effort, of course. I think the better team did win. Honestly, I think the calls didn't go our way.
If you're going to win the World Cup, you have to score goals. And we did not score goals. And that's all there is to it.
Now, says Imperial, the U.S. must rebuild and look ahead to the next World Cup in South Africa in 2010.
We'll do what we need to do, and we'll be back next time. South Africa, watch out. United States is coming. We're going to be back. You will not beat us next time. Here we come. Congratulations, Ghana. We hope you do well. That's it.
Rob Gifford, NPR News, Nuremberg.